Few teams in NFL history have had so many dominant defensive linemen as the Minnesota Vikings. Hall of Famers, countless Pro Bowlers, and names who transformed the position. And many of the legendary names share a common bond. Beating the odds as a late-round draft pick.
I've always been very, very confident in my skill set, confident in things that I could do. I've always had my doubters and people that felt, you know, I couldn't do certain things, but I was always confident in what I could do. So am I surprised? No. Do I think I could still get better? Absolutely. So, that's just what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to come out, and no matter how much success I have, I want to be better than I was the year before.
Brian Robinson loves proving the doubters wrong. He's been doing it his entire life. Those who have said he is too small or not fast enough to succeed. His collegiate days were spent at the University of Texas, where he was a standout not only on the football field, but in track and field, finishing second in the 2006 shot put at the Indoor Track and Field Championships. But an injury in his senior season dropped his draft status, where the Vikings picked him up in the fourth round of the 2007 NFL Draft. From there, Robinson has been using his tireless work ethic to eliminate any doubts about his game. He finished third in sacks for rookies in 2007 and hasn't looked back since.
Number one, I always have to look at my work ethic. My thing is if I want to be the best, I have to work harder than the rest. That's always a slogan that I live by. So I just try to make sure that, you know, whether it's a Friday, whether it's during the week, any day during the week, whether we're in the building, out of the building, I'm trying to work harder than anyone else. And sometimes that can get in the way a little bit because, you know, you got to be smart about the way you work, give yourself rest and stuff. But that's something I always pride myself is working harder than anyone else.
In his seven seasons in Minnesota, the 30-year-old has produced plenty to prove his worth as a fourth-round draft pick. 34 sacks, 9 forced fumbles, and 168 career tackles. His ability to create havoc has made him invaluable to the Vikings' success.
A very good skill set. He's got some excellent change of direction. He's got great bend and plays with excellent leverage. But truthfully, I think the best asset he's got is his instincts. Got an unbelievably natural feel for the game. Sees things quickly. He's a fast processor, and I think that's probably his strongest asset.
Robinson has been using his instincts to achieve plenty of success recently for the Vikings. 3 sacks in the past 3 games have the veteran on pace for another big season. But never satisfied and always wanting to improve, Robinson strives to achieve more the final 6 weeks of the season.
I think it's going well. I mean, I think my numbers are down a little bit. I've had a couple sacks the last few weeks, so, you know, numbers are starting to pick up. But overall, I think this year is probably the best season I've had as far as way I feel personally about my season. Just the numbers haven't really been able to stack up like I'd like them to.
Never being content is what helped Brian Robinson get to where he is today and beat any doubters who thought he wouldn't succeed at the highest level of football. With his hard work mentality, Robinson has achieved success while wearing the purple, which fits right in line with many Vikings defensive linemen who have come before him.
I'm just a guy that gives 100% on every single play. I mean, it's as simple as that. I go out and I try to be a technician, and I try to do the things I can, and I try to use my athletic ability in any way I possibly can, but I'm going 100 miles an hour every play.